This is Radio Nepal. I'm T. K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Election Commission completes the printing of 18.2 million ballot papers for March 5th House of Representatives elections. Rashtriya Prajatantra Party unveils election manifesto pledging to establish Hindu nation with two-tier of governance model. All preparations are complete for Mahashivaratri festival being marked tomorrow. And a new round of trilateral talks on Ukraine to be held in Geneva on February 17th and 18th. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission has printed 18.2 million ballot papers for 142 electoral constituencies of 66 districts. Till Friday, ballot papers for 63 districts had been printed, and today printing was complete for an additional 3 districts. Around 1.5 million ballot papers are being printed every day at the Janak Education Material Center. Now, ballot papers for 23 constituencies of 11 districts, which include districts in and around the Kathmandu Valley, are being printed. The entire printing is expected to complete by a couple of days. Similarly, 20,830,000 ballot papers for proportional electoral system have already been printed. All preparations for Mahashivaratri festival have been completed in the Pashupatinath temple area. Mahashivaratri is a sacred festival dedicated to Lord Shiva will be celebrated tomorrow. According to Pashupati Area Development Trust, the area has been specially decorated with garlands and flowers for Mahashivaratri, with a special emphasis placed on cleanliness of this year. The growing presence of saints and devotees arriving from distant places, as well as from within the country and abroad, has created the festive atmosphere. It is estimated that between 4,000 and 400 to 500 saints will attend the festival this year. Meanwhile, marking the eve of Mahashivaratri, an auspicious procession known as Shobha Yatra was organized at the Pashupati temple area today. The Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, RPP, has unveiled its election manifesto in preparation for the upcoming House of Representatives elections scheduled for March 5. RPP Chairperson Rajendra Lingden presented the election manifesto at an event at the party's central office in Thumbarahi today. The party's election manifesto focuses on promoting prosperity through political stability, good governance, economic reforms and social justice in the country. Furthermore, the party has pledged to establish a Vedic Sanatana Dharma religion oriented to Hindu nation with a two-tier of governance model. The CPNUMO has reiterated its commitment to realizing the national aspiration of prosperous Nepal and happy Nepalese by building a just society with equality that is based on a free, prosperous and socialism-oriented economy. In a press meeting organized at the party central office today in view of the upcoming March 5th election to the House of Representatives, Meen Bahadur Shahi, election coordinator of the party, asserted that the populism in politics is often misleading. The candidates running in the election for the House of Representatives, a member from Mustang, have intensified their election campaign. With 19 days left to go to the polls, candidates there are trying to win support of voters to their side with their respective agendas. The competing parties have put forward Manang's tourism sector, infrastructure development and climate change as their main election agenda. According to the district election office Manang, there are a total of 7,000 voters who will be voting from 29 polling centers. This news comes to you from Daily Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Internet SMS, नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *14# हाश डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। The Nepali Embassy in Abu Dhabi organized an interaction program on the physical and mental health challenges faced by Nepali migrant workers in the UAE. 25 Nepali medical specialists focused common conditions such as hypertension, cardiac and kidney problems, and mental health disorders, noting that mental health concerns are comparatively higher. Doctors cited low health awareness, normalization of illness, limited knowledge of workplace risk, lack of insurance awareness, and language barriers as reasons workers avoid regular checkups. Ambassador Tej Bahadur Chhetri appreciated the contributions of Nepali doctors and migrant workers in the UAE. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The next round of trilateral talks between Ukraine, the United States and Russia will be held on the 17th and 18th of February in Geneva. According to Xinhua News Agency, Moscow and Kiev confirmed this on Friday. The Russian delegation will be led by presidential aide Vladimir Medensky, Russia's state news agency TASS reported, citing Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov. Similarly, Ukraine's chief negotiator Rustem Umerov wrote on Facebook that the Ukrainian negotiating team has been formed, incorporating the military, political and security components of the process. The first round of trilateral security consultations among the three countries was held on January 23rd and 24th in Abu Dhabi. Similarly, the second round was also held in Abu Dhabi on February 4th and 5th. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi met with U.S. Secretary of State Mark Rubio while they both were attending the Munich Security Conference 2026. The Xinhua News Agency cited Ministry of Foreign Affairs of China's official spokesperson Lin Jian's post regarding the meeting on X as saying that Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi met with U.S. Secretary of State Mark Rubio on the sidelines of the Munich Security Conference. This meeting came on the heels of U.S. President Donald Trump's recent announcement that he will meet Chinese President Xi Jinping in April, with Xi expected to visit the United States later this year. Meanwhile, the BBC has cited the Prime Minister Keir Starmer as saying Europe must be ready to fight to protect its people, values and way of life. The Prime Minister called for deeper links and cooperation, including economic ties between the UK and the EU. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast haze in a few places of the Rai region. The hilly and Himalayan areas of Kosi and Gandaki provinces will generally be cloudy, while the hilly and Himalayan areas of the remaining provinces will be partly cloudy. There is also a possibility of light rain and snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Election Commission completes a printing of 18.2 million ballot papers for March 5th House of Representatives elections. Rashtriya Prajatantra Party unveils election manifesto pledging to establish Hindu nation with a two-tier of governance model. All preparations are complete for Mahashivaratri festival being marked tomorrow. And new round of trilateral talks on Ukraine to be held in Geneva on February 17th and 18th. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 AM tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.